Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week on Alien Theorists Theorizing.
So they use the kid's DNA to, you know, to match with Matt's. And this is where it comes back. The first kind of big red flag is the fact that this baby is not his.
Well, I guess, no, another thing is that guy's standing 15 feet away. No car is soundproof, and a Desert Eagle would be so loud.
Because I was thinking that unlimited payload meant that they were so fast and they were so cheap to make and they could make so many that you could just basically send an unlimited amount of fucking bombs anywhere.
The Las Vegas Cybertruck Bombing.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 345. Fucking car bombs, drones, and Trump Tower.
I thought this was a power hour.
No, we said we're going to big case file on it. What's case file worthy?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some interesting stuff here. Hey, before we get going, this episode, shout out to all the veterans out there. Listen, if you're struggling with your mental health as a veteran, reach out. You know, there's tons of services out there like Wounded Warrior Project, Gary Sinise Foundation, Department of Veteran Affairs. Listen, there's all sorts of online help for you. Or just call your buddies. They definitely want to hear from you. Dan's sitting this one out. He's a veteran. He doesn't like talking about veteran stuff. And that's it for the serious stuff. We just wanted to open the show with that. Now, we all know the real reason Dan's not on the show is because there's nothing he can disprove on this one. So he sat it out. He didn't know what he was like. He was looking at all that. He was reading everything, all the ins and outs, and he couldn't figure out anything to poo-poo on. So he's like, you know what? I'm backing out. I'm sitting out on this one. I'm not having any part of this. It's too close to the truth. Too much heat.
Same reason he doesn't want to do the Clinton kill count.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to touch it.
Is there a Clinton Tower? Because if Dan would have been on this episode, he would have been at Clinton Tower blowing up a Ford F-150. So listen, it's been a crazy start of the year.
Insane.
We've had terrorist attacks. We've had political turmoil. We've had Canada Prime Minister
resigning.
Canada potentially joining the United States and becoming the 51st state, right?
Yeah, 100%.
We're going to be economically annexed by the United States because we won't be able to buy or sell anything because they're going to shut the door and then we'll have no choice left but to join.
And the weird thing
about that though is probably like 15% of Canadians are like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it, get those guns.
It's just a little chunk called Alberta.
Let's get those guns, baby.
Let's go.
It's not going to happen, but maybe he'll try. Yeah, it's been fucking
wild. Dude, I would love an EU-style fucking passport where you could just go and work down there in a way better, easier, where you didn't have to immigrate.
Well, if we can take over their currency, that'd be
gay. Well, hey, how about this? We'll be our own country still, be like kind of a territory, so we keep up most of our laws. We'll change a few because there's a few.
The healthcare would be nice. So keep the healthcare.
Keep our stuff. Take the dollar.
Gotta take the dollar.
Like, keep the good.
Take the dollar.
Let's take their house prices, too. We'll take the house prices.
Hold on. I'd like to sell my house first. Yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah. Let's hold up on that. Let's not get crazy here.
If you take anywhere desirable to live in the States, most of them are on par with ours. It's fucking bad. I mean, California.
I wouldn't like to live in California, I'll tell you that much.
No.
What's left of it.
We'll talk about that maybe at the end. If we got fires going nuts.
And then New Year's Day started off with a fucking literal bang. Tesla truck pulls up to Trump Tower, fucking explodes. Boom. This is right after we had the New Orleans terrorist attack or whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely. F-150, blew through a crowd of people. How many people ended up dying? Was it...
15, I think, last time.
It was aggressive. Like, it was hundreds injured from what I remember, but the video was
absolutely insane.
And that one was seemed like a legit, just straight up maniac terrorist attack. Really?
Absolutely.
Like, it was fucking...
The Cybertruck, however, doesn't really fit the bill. I mean, it's weird because it definitely started coming out initially. Like, you're like, oh, like... Both these vehicles were rented from the same rental agency and everybody's starting to kind of, put two and two together, but this is so much different.
Yeah. So
the rental agencies and like that bit, and you're like, oh, it's just an online stuff. Like,
yeah,
Let's talk about that. Cause so the guy in question, the guy in the truck, as goes the mainstream, is Matthew Livelsberger. And on the 28th, he rents the truck from Turo peer-to-peer car rental. It's an app, so you can rent it exactly from pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, in Denver, Colorado.
And then he drives
background
it.
Too, like at the time, Livelsberger, this is an active Green Beret member.
Green Beret, yeah.
Right? Normal guy.
He's been on like real reality TV and shit too. Like
he was with Tim Kennedy in some type of like elite soldier show. There was like a contest.
Yeah, and he was on there, and like so he's
all American guy, like football, all that kind of stuff, like just a normal everyday dude.
Then he drives a Cybertruck. He charges it up in Monument, Colorado, on December 30th. This is where they claim that he purchased the Desert Eagle, but I don't know. I guess it's like through a credit card. I couldn't. The weird thing about this case, because at first when I heard about this, I was like, oh man, that sucks. Suicide's terrible. I didn't really look into it, but then you kind of look into it and the mainstream news about it is so vague and weird. There's like, he did this next, he did this next. No, like, well, how do you know? What do you mean? I need more info.
I mean, I think that distrust comes from now is like what we've learned through social medias and stuff that like government has like used influence and the White House and different political parties have used influence over the media to be like, cut this. Like, no. don't report this. And then it's like all of a sudden
tight.
Yeah. And then it's all of a sudden, it's like you have all this stuff, being super vague and you're not getting a lot of information where it's like, then what everyone relies on is like, like X and other social medias where it's like, you get all the information, you get crazy information and you just kind of have to wade through it of being like, all right, what makes the most sense here? Cause like they're making connections. Oh, it's the same app, both electric cars. What are the odds? Like, and it made it sound like it was the same place, the same rent. Like it was some sort of like, I read one thing that it was, they were both rented out of Tijuana at one point. And I was like, okay. And then like, as you kind of like wait and let the dust settle, you're like, okay, this is a ride share. Like, I mean, it's huge.
They were both active within the military at some point or another as well. It's just kind of interesting. I think the other guy in New Orleans worked for HR or what, but I mean, there are a few similar, but that's pretty much where it ends.
And then it seems like on 31st, he was kind of just driving around for a while. There was like records of like four different charging stations, they say.
And he was like messaging people and being like, yo, I rented a Cybertruck. This thing is fucking awesome. I'm having a time. I'm going to go see the Grand Canyon. This thing is a fucking spaceship. Like having a time.
It's a Batmobile.
Like nothing. Yeah, I'm Batman. This is a Batmobile. And like I read some stuff that people were like, yeah, see, look at that guy. That's crazy. He was mentally ill. And I was like, dude, I drove a Tesla once and I was like, I'm fucking Bruce Wayne. This is what Bruce Wayne feels like. I was like, it's like driving a spaceship. I was like, it's so cool. I was like, so I didn't think that was a crazy thing for someone to say in describing like the most high-tech vehicle.
The Cybertruck looks like you're driving the fucking Warthog from Halo.
Yes. Like, I think like he also mentions that it looks like the thing from Halo too. And when he's texting his ex-girlfriend.
Now there's a couple in town I've seen, I'm like, dude, this guy's just driving a fucking Warthog. All you're missing is the 50 cal mounted to the top.
I hated it when they first released the stuff on like Twitter and stuff like that. And then when I see in person, I'm like, oh, that's kind of sick.
The reason they're sick is because every other truck, every mainstream truck, they all look pretty much the same. They all have they got the wind tunnel look. They're all like, they got their own little flares, but it's the same truck for the most part. And then the Cybertruck comes along. You're like,
well, I mean, like the Ridgeline and the Sport Track tried to do that too. And those are both two shady looking trucks.
Talk about a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of, I like the Cybertruck look. I don't like the stainless steel look. There's one that's wrapped in town and it's like matte black and it looks, like gunmetal black or something. It looks like a fucking, like a Batmobile. Like it looks so sick. I'm like, that looks cool. Because I find that, I mean, I don't know. There's something about the stainless steel. But anyways, that's personal preference. But the thing's a fucking tank. It is. You're driving around a tank.
So yeah, the guy, he rents one, says it's awesome. Driving around for a few days on January 1st. There's records of like a 5:30 a.m. charge in Flagstaff, Arizona. And then it's first spotted in Las Vegas around 7:30. So goes the narrative. And then it's not long after that where it's parked in front of Trump International.
Yep. 8:39 a.m. Because he mills around Las Vegas for a little bit.
Yeah, for like an hour, 2 hours, yeah, something like that.
And then he pulls up to the Trump International Hotel. And from the time the Cybertruck pulls up to the front doors, in 17 seconds later, it explodes.
Yeah.
Like, and in that 17 seconds, it's reported that he took his own life with the Desert Eagle.
With the Desert Eagle, yeah.
Which was found powerful,
incinerated between his legs, basically.
Incinerated metal. So I guess the explosion is, he's got fireworks in there and like some gasoline, and it's a relatively small explosion, right?
And there's reasons for that. Like, this is, you know, like, I don't, this is claimed to be a bulletproof vehicle. And fireworks and gasoline.
Well, there's a bulletproof option. I don't think they're all bulletproof, are they?
Well, it's like, it's toted to be one of those sturdy trucks on the fucking planet.
It's all steel. Yeah.
It's all steel, right?
Like, if that thing was a fucking anything else, it would have blown shrapnel everywhere, basically.
Exactly, but it didn't. And it especially helped the fact that it was loaded with fucking fireworks and gasoline. And like, to mention again that this is an active duty Green Beret member. Like, I think this guy would know how to make a fucking bomb if he wanted to.
Well, and if you listen to interviews with people who knew him and people that worked with him, he was like a bomb expert. And they said, like, some of the people that worked with him claimed that, like, they're like, this guy had the wherewithal and the knowledge to build a bomb out of a car to level the tower, like knock that whole fucking thing down if he wanted to.
So I think we can all kind of agree the fact that he wasn't trying to harm anyone but himself potentially in this situation.
So then,
because there's a guy in the video, there's a guy legit standing like he's 5 meters from the truck just with his luggage waiting for an Uber. He's just chilling. He's just sitting there. I'm sure he got.
I would piss my fucking pants.
I'm sure he got like some serious burns or something, but no one died except
17 people injured. The only person that died is reportedly Matthew and Livesberger.
And the official narrative is the fact that he died from a GSW from that Desert Eagle, not the explosion.
Yep. So in 17 seconds, he parks,
shoots himself
and has something timed or delay or something to blow up.
And then the only reason they know it's Matthew Livesberger is because they find his passport in there. Like, his body is completely unrecognizable. It's charred, right? But they find his passport. They find a partly incinerated gun. Now, you know, Zell pointed to the fact that this happened in 17 seconds. Another thing that I find really hard to believe, it's like, this is a Desert Eagle, is a 50 caliber pistol, is it not?
Yeah.
Yep. It's a hand cannon.
So you're going to shoot yourself in the head with a 50 caliber pistol and it's going to fall nicely between your legs after? Like, if you hold that up to your head and shoot yourself, that thing's going to launch through the fucking window.
I don't know, to
be the devil's advocate, there's going to be an equal or greater force pushing the gun away. So like if you put it underneath your chin and you were holding it with two hands, maybe it ends up in your lap, maybe, because your fingers are through the trigger and stuff. Maybe it could have, whatever happened.
But maybe it bounced. You never know, it could have bounced off the windshield.
Yeah, and a 50 cal is fucking huge. You can look up videos of those things at distance, eviscerating watermelons, like turning watermelons into fucking
dust.
Like absolutely blowing these things apart. So like there would have been not much left of
upstairs. Yeah.
Of the upstairs person.
So they
now the,
go ahead.
How did they, Andrew, how did they determine that the body was officially Matt? Like, did they do anything?
Well, they found his passport, right? Yeah. And then they started looking into DNA, you know, comparing DNA. And as they know, this guy, Matt, had an ex-wife, recent ex-wife, and they shared a child together. So they used the kid's DNA to match with Matt's. And this is where it comes back. The first kind of big red flag is the fact that this baby is not his. Now, the media jumped all over the fact. It's like, well, you know, the guy found out that the kid's not his and got depressed and, you know, killed himself. Right?
Was there evidence of, did they take a 23andMe or?
I would imagine they do an actual DNA test on the kid. Like, I would imagine they'd go get a hair sample or cheek swab or something.
No, but before, is there any communication with the ex-wife or anything showing that she told him that's not his? Like anything that make him?
No, they did. Well, they did recently break up. That's all we know. Like around Christmas. That's all we know.
Again, he's texting her, being like, "Oh, I rented the truck. It's awesome."
No, I think that was an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, ex-girl. That's right.
Yeah, that was an ex-girlfriend.
That's
not
right.
His ex-wife.
Ex-girlfriend.
So. It's kind of like, so they kind of like to paint the narrative, oh, recently divorced, depressed, found out the kid's not his, takes his own life. But I think a lot of the more conspiracy minded people are like, or it's not fucking him. Right? Like you think about it, you know what I'd be really interested to see. So, you know, like with the Tesla technology, the car, when you go into, you know, the automatic drive mode, is if your head's propped up and your eyes are open, you can use the automated driving system. But if your head dips down and your eyes are closed, it stops.
It'll stop. Yep.
Right. So I'd be interested to see if it would work.
I don't think it does stop in the States.
Well, apparently it does. Cause I read a big thing on it, and it would be super interesting to see if
I'm
it
pretty
would work
sure
with
I
the
see
dead
people banging in the seat.
Well, this might be around, this might be exclusive to the Cybertruck maybe.
Oh,
no,
maybe.
I'm pretty sure Tesla had, they got sued a bunch of times for people sleeping at the wheel and an accident happening. It probably would have been a worse accident if the driver was driving, but because it just happened, so they had to do like software updates to make like to have that.
So
what I'm saying is I would be very curious to see if you could stick a dead body in that seat with its head propped up, because obviously its eyes are open, and to see if it would work in self-drive mode.
Maybe. I know in Canada, the cars, the full self-drive, we don't have full self, like the absolute capabilities enabled in Canada, but it's like 3/4. And it's like, I know when I'm driving the Tesla car and it's on full self-drive, even though it's not, every like 25 seconds or so, it'll ding and have me touch the wheel.
Mm.
Like it'll just have me, I have to literally come up and touch the wheel. And for it to keep going. But that's in Canada. We don't have full self-driving capabilities, even if you do have a full self-driving Tesla.
I got a question about the DNA still while we're on it.
Okay.
Could you not, if Zell's on the case, right?
Yeah.
So I get his kid's DNA to try and match to the unidentified body DNA, like a piece of flesh or whatever, you can get some blood. Doesn't match. Could you not? Is there no, like, you see all these crime shows, man. This guy has a cigarette at his house or something. They can pull the saliva off that and check and then cross-reference the DNA. There's nothing like that off the corpse. Instead of just the kid, that's the only test they could do to prove that it was him.
I don't know. Maybe it's an easy thing with a living relative.
Yeah.
Like go to his house and get a hair. Like, no. Nothing.
He's a military man. He's probably super clean.
Yeah, but here's the
fucking tidy.
But But here's the thing.
Kid's probably the easiest route. That's probably why.
Yeah, it's the first route, but if it doesn't match, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but, this is the easy, like, this is, oh, case closed. Yeah, the kid's not his. He killed himself. We've solved the problem.
Sure, I get it. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that wraps it up nicely.
It's the easy wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, okay. So now the second issue I have with this is, again, this information is slowly pulling out. So now we have the official narrative. He shoots himself. Bomb goes off 17 seconds later. Except a few days after that, they release secondary footage of the explosion. And in the secondary footage, you see a different angle of the vehicle. The previous angle is a shot from behind, looking like at the back left of the vehicle at an angle. You can't see anything. Fucking huge explosion, whatever. Now this, you know, case closed. This new angle is fucking close up side of the driver's side window.
Side profile.
You see the side profile. So when you go through that video frame by frame, you see the ignition of the bomb. And in that split second, two things, you see it seemingly looks like one. It looks like the person maybe turns their head. And I'm going to say maybe that's just a reflection of the light, reflection of the video. But then in the second frame, as the bomb's going off, you see the full person in the vehicle. Yeah.
Okay, and so here's the first... So I just want to let's play the first one first. So the first one here is what do I got here? I'm sharing my screen, but what did I do with it? Right here. So this is he pulls up. There's a dude just standing there in front of you. See the gold Trump logo there.
He's not far.
He's 15 feet away.
Looks like you have someone cleaning the windows to the door.
Yeah,
you do.
Boom. Yeah. So I mean, it blows up. Fireworks. Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop that one. I'll find, because you sent the one in the chat, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I'm about to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. So then this one, you see the person from this angle. You see it, the ignition of the bomb lights up the inside of the truck so that you can get a view of the side profile of the person who appears to be sitting totally upright.
Yeah, he's not slumped over. His head looks intact. He's bearing his own weight in the seat.
Yes.
Like, not conclusive of somebody who blew their head off with a 50 caliber pistol.
Yeah, exactly. With a 50 caliber pistol. Like, that's the thing for me. As like...
Okay, so here, it's a shorter video. It doesn't show the full clip like we got. It's kind of zoomed in. It is blurry, right? And there's a little reflection. But
you can see right there. Like, you can see his head,
someone,
his ear.
Yeah. And some people say he's turning, but...
Like, I mean, it could be the blast. From the blast, it's moving his head, right?
Maybe.
But you look at it, his head is upright. You can see it.
It almost looks like, right? This is kind of just like mirroring itself here, but it almost looks like there's movement, but it's hard to tell, right?
It could be a lot. I'll chalk it up to, it could be light. I don't know. I'm not 100% convinced there's movement, but what I'm convinced of is like, you see the person sitting upright. So in my head, I'm like, wait, the official narrative is that he shot himself with a Desert Eagle, 50 caliber, in the face. So then, if you look up, because I've shot a Desert Eagle, 50 cal, the muzzle flash on that thing is insane. It's absolutely insane. If you go look up videos of 50 cal's muzzle flashes going off, it's absolutely insane. So the fact that in that video... that there's not a brief second where the 50 caliber doesn't light up the driver the same way blows my mind. Because even if you had that gun pressed up against you, again, the second you pull that trigger, you're dead. There's equal force pushing back against that. The recoil is that you're going to see the muzzle flash on that.
That thing would rip your entire face off.
Well, the thing with the video, like the ones I found is, it says it's 17 seconds. From when he pulls up to when the bomb goes off.
Yeah.
But the one, they all only show 12 seconds before the bomb goes off. That's one thing I just noticed. Like I couldn't find, there's not like a 5 minute feed of that security
cam. Release that earlier. Because if you see a muzzle flash, I mean, that would end a lot of the questions. Cause people be like, okay, well there is a muzzle flash in the vehicle before.
Like obviously that security cam is an ongoing camera. It's probably recording.
100%.
Probably records us 7 days at a time before it like records over itself or something. But
so now, why would the FBI or the CIA, whoever's investigating this, not want that additional footage release?
It seems because it's everywhere on all the news channels and on X everywhere. It's 12 seconds, then the explosion, and then you get another 5 seconds after. So it's not like they don't give you a minute clip like showing the car pull up, park. Because, and well, I guess, you know, another thing is that guy's standing 15 feet away. No car is soundproof, and a Desert Eagle would be so loud that if you were standing there.
That's a fucking great point, Zell.
I never even thought about that.
If you're just chilling, you're just scrolling Instagram on your phone, waiting for your Uber.
Go back to that guy. Go back. Let's pull up that video. I need to watch that guy's body language again. There's no fucking way.
You see him run when it blows up. That's it. He doesn't change.
There's no fucking way. That guy's been standing there for longer than 17 seconds. He's waiting for something. He's waiting for a cab or an Uber. There's no way he's reacting to a gunshot of a 50 cal. Like, you would fucking hear that. That brain of yours. All that hair you had prior to shaving your head was obviously
just getting in the way.
Because now you're receiving all. You're receiving all the wavelengths. Yeah.
Okay, I think it was this one. Welcome here.
Yeah, look at that guy.
So it's 12 seconds, right?
So a 50 caliber has already gone off, according to them. He's just vaped. It looked like he just vaped.
He's just chilling. He's looking at the car. He's just looking at it, looking out. Boom. And then he gets knocked and he runs away.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would shit all over myself.
Dude, when I'm just chilling at home on the deck and you hear like some type of like a car backfire or a lawnmower backfire, I'm like, oh shit.
You jump.
Yeah. You look shocked. You don't sit there chilling, pulling a fucking drag of your vape or cigarette.
Because that's a pistol with, it has like no like suppressor or like compensator to like direct.
Not that we know.
It's just pure.
Unless it got incinerated.
Explosion. No, I guess. Silencer.
Would they even make a silencer for a fucking Desert Eagle though? Seems kind of
fucking doubt it.
Seems counterintuitive.
I want the biggest gun I could possibly get. I can make a silencer really for any gun, right?
Yeah.
The technology is kind of the same. Do they make them? I don't know. We could silencers for.
I'm sure there is.
Eagle.
50 cal.
Suppressed 50 cal Desert Eagle. Yeah, they can make one. It's a huge suppressor. It's big. It's twice as longer than the gun. So the guy standing there doesn't flinch. No matter how the windows are rolled up, it wouldn't matter. You would hear the gun.
Yeah, you would be alerted. You would have one of those fucking Metal Gear Solid fucking doo-doo. Looking up. What's going on over here?
Yeah, so that's the DNA stuff. That's super weird. The fact that the guy doesn't flinch because he's only there for 17 seconds.
We haven't even gotten into the meat yet.
We're going to get into a little bit more, but we're going to take a short beer break. We're going to be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Let's get crazy.
We're back. Whoa. Yeah. All right. So, like, if you had any other questions, it's fucking... You know, shit's starting to get weird. People on X are going crazy. People on social media are starting to go crazy, being like, this isn't adding up. Shit's kind of weird. All of a sudden, Sean Ryan, and if you don't know Sean Ryan, he's an ex-Navy SEAL. He has the Sean Ryan Show, super big podcast.
He's been on Rogan, right?
He's been on Rogan, I'm sure. he interviews... Like Rogan, I listen to some of his episodes when
I just listened to one on the World Bank. It was crazy.
Yeah, topic interests me, I listen to his show. Yeah. It's good. He's a good host.
I listened to it and it also makes me feel like a massive pussy, which isn't hard. But you listen to these guys' stories and you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I am a puss.
Oh, dude. No, that's not true. Because I listen to one episode. I re-listened to the episode that we're talking about today that came out. And what was it? With Sam Shoemate. And then I listened to the one after. And this guy was crying about his sexual fucking, he was like, hey, I have sexual trauma, now I'm addicted to porn. And then he was talking about what happened to him when he was young. And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh man, this is going to be heartbreaking. And he's like, I was like 9 or 10. And I went over to a friend's house and they had older brothers and they were watching porn and we saw it and it embedded. I remember it. And I'm like, yeah, so do I.
So do I.
I remember that shit too. What the fuck are you talking about? Why are you crying?
Sounds awesome.
He's crying. I was like, those guys were Saturday cool.
Night. They're probably, it's probably a fucking Bible thumper though, right? Like, I think, I'm pretty sure Sean Ryan's a pretty big Christian dude. And I think a lot of those.
I was like, get over yourself, dude. I was like, you're fine. You're an adult.
Buddy, I used to fucking bring Playboys to school and sell them.
Yeah. Dude, awesome. I remember.
I found a big box at the dump.
I remember outside of Rose Valley Elementary School when I was in middle school.
Buddy, that's
where we were walking to the bus stop when I was in fucking grade 7, and there was 3 huge fucking garbage bags full of pornos.
Amazing.
Full of them. And then there was like 10 of us that were there when we found them, and we're like, holy fuck.
Jackpot.
So we went to school.
Jackpot.
But the word spread. So our bus going back to Rose Valley, going back home, was fucking packed with every kind of crew. Like waiting to be like, oh my God, we're going to rush. And it was a mad, everyone sprinted. They were like pushing each other over. Bags got ripped open, like snatching magazines just fucking and shit.
Peeling pages apart.
Yeah. Peeling pages apart. Like, dude, it was pandemonium. And I got my hands on my first penthouse. Nice. That's the only thing I could grab. And like the cover was ripped. I couldn't tell you what number it was.
Penthouse was fucking.
And I was just like, oh,
it's ahead of its time.
I remember there was like girls in the snow. I was like grade 7. I was like 13. I was like, I don't sit there and be like, me, I'm addicted to porn now because of that.
Yeah.
I was like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're probably compensating for all the people you killed overseas.
This is the longest tangent about the guy
with the fucking military.
About Pino. As a kid, I would have been fucking stoked.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But so this
sure beats watching Channel 99 and trying to unscramble the pictures.
Get back to Sean Ryan.
Sean Ryan starts to release some tweets and he's like, hey, listen, the episode I'm about to drop, we're going to talk about the Cybertruck bomber. It's legit real shit. I'm actually a little concerned based on the messages that I've received from intelligence agencies to redact names, yada, yada, yada. Me and my family are going somewhere secluded. My account will be run from management. And if you need to reach out to me, you can contact them. We're kind of going off grid for a little bit just because things are a little too hot. And everyone's losing their fucking mind. They're like, what? This fucking episode drops with Sam Shoemate. And it turns out that Matt Livesberger has had been like emailing tons of different people, like what they're saying. And I hate the term manifesto because in my mind, manifesto is like, I'm doing this because of this.
Which this email is none of that.
More like a whistleblower email.
Well, actually, it definitely is a whistleblower, but they try to make it a manifesto because of obviously the truck bomb, right? But there is literally no connection between the fucking email and that what happened.
No.
There's no mention of it. There's nothing.
There's a loose mention of like, so he starts to email this, and I'm only saying the name Sam Shoemate because Sam Shoemate's the only one that took it serious. It sounds like this guy emailed, Sean Ryan show went through their email, found an email from this guy. And he was saying on his show that like, if some other big shows went through their emails, they would probably find emails from this guy too, including Fox News and stuff.
So
that
this guy
would find
emailed anyone he thought could help him or would listen.
He was reaching out to anyone with a large platform.
large platform, and like either went to junk mail or they ignored it. And even Sam Shoemate even didn't take it serious until after the event, right?
Yeah. After the bomb went off, he was like, holy shit, that's the same guy.
After the event, and on the episode on Sean Ryan's show, he like plays like a phone like recording of him like saying like, oh my, like pretty much freaking out that this guy is now has in the media has died, and he reached out to him, and then this is where it all started. Then he starts reaching out to, he reaches out to Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan brings him on. They do an interview where he reads the email, which I screenshotted. And so if you want to hear the original, you can go listen to that podcast, but we should probably read it because this is where it gets insane.
Fucking crazy.
Right? So this is from the Green Beret. This is from, what was his name?
Matthew Livelsburg.
Fucking mind blank. So Matthew emails and he reads it and it all comes to light after the event. But this is what it says. In case I do not make it to my decision point or onto the Mexico border, I am sending this now. Please do not release this until January 1 and keep my identity private until then. First off, I am not under duress or under hostile influence or control. My first car was a 06 black Ford Mustang V6 for verification. Is that the best? It's kind of like a weird verification to me, but it doesn't matter. That's what it says.
That's a good one, because then you have to contact his family. What did he drive?
What was his first car?
Or yeah, a picture and of him, we're going to get into that a little bit later, but it wasn't his first vehicle. He never owned a 2006 black fucking Ford Mustang V6. Really? Yeah.
Crazy.
I know.
What we have been seeing with drones, in quotation marks, is the operational use of gravitic propulsion systems powered aircraft by mostly recently China and the East Coast, but throughout history, the U.S. Only we, meaning the U.S. and China, have this capability. Our OPCEN location for this activity in the box is below. I'm not sure what that means, OPCEN. China has been launching them from the Atlantic, from submarines for years, but this activity recently has picked up. And as of now, it is just a show of force, and they are using it similar to how they use the balloon for, there's a typo, SIGINT and ISR. It must be abbreviations for something. Which are also part of the integrated comm system. There are dozens of those balloons in the air at any given time. So those are the balloons that they finally blew out of the sky like a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The so what is because of the speed and stealth of these unmanned AC. They are the most dangerous threat to national security that has ever existed. They basically have an unlimited payload capacity and can park it over the White House if they wanted. It's checkmate. It's unlimited payload capacity. So when I read this and it says anti-gravitic, I'm like, so because of anti-gravity, you can just pick up anything?
I guess.
Or what, like, maybe it's an exaggeration, but maybe it can, because most drones can carry like, you know, like 10% of their weight. So maybe it just can carry like 1,000 pounds or something.
I didn't even think about that in that sense until you told me that pre-show. Cause I was thinking that unlimited payload meant that they were so fast and they were so cheap to make and they could make so many that you could just basically send an unlimited amount of fucking bombs anywhere. But if you're saying
I never thought of it that way.
If you're saying unlimited payload in the sense that like, yeah, so maybe it's like as big as you can take as big as a payload as an anti-gravitical field that you can make to encase something. Yeah, it
just seems weird. If this is beyond next generation, like future, like sci-fi tech, there's no way it's cheap. If you have them, you don't just want to blow them up kamikaze style, I would imagine. Or maybe it is. Maybe the way they build them, they figured out a new way to build that's just like 10 cents on the dollar, but all speculation. USG needs to give the history of this. How are we employing it and weaponizing it? How China is employing them and what the way forward is. China is posed to attack anywhere on the East Coast. I've been followed for over a week now from likely Homeland or FBI, and they are looking to move on me and are unlikely going to let me cross into Mexico, but won't because they know I am armed and have a massive VBID. So that's like
vehicle-based improvised
explosive device.
And listen to what he says there. He's worried that a three-letter agency won't move on him because who is an explosive expert, has what he is self-describing as a massive vehicle-bound improvised explosive device.
So not fireworks and gasoline?
A massive
Well, you wouldn't EBIT. Think. No. You wouldn't think. Like, no. You would think that, like, because, again, if they moved on him, think of, like, FBI, and he blew that up, like, everyone's fine. You know what I mean? Like, that what we watched explode in that definition of what happened doesn't really line up to me.
Yeah, it's weird. So he says, I have a massive VBIT. I've been trying to maintain a very visible profile and I have kept my phone, and they are definitely digitally tracking me. So maybe, so
which this, also kind of goes with like he's reaching out to people he hasn't really talked to that often, talking to his ex-girlfriend, all that. Like he's opening communication with a bunch of different people, right?
Mm-hmm. So he's making himself known. He's being very, very visible. Then he goes on to say, I have knowledge of this program and also war crimes that were covered up during airstrikes in Nimroz province, Afghanistan in 2019 by the admin, DOD, DEA, and CIA. I conducted targeting for these strikes of over 125 buildings. 65 were struck because of Civcas. I'm not sure. These are a lot of military terms that I would not.
Civca, civilian casualties, maybe?
Oh, that makes sense. That killed hundreds of civilians in a single day. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, civilian casualties, yeah.
U.S. FORA continued strikes against, after spotting civilians on initial ISR, it was supposed to take 6 minutes and scramble all aircraft and CENTCOM. The UN basically called these war crimes, but the administration made them disappear. I was part of that cover-up with U.S. FORA, an agent, and then it's redacted.
So that's where these three later agencies have reached out to both Sean Ryan and...
You better not Sam put that Schumate. Name out there.
And they're like, these are active members. You cannot put their names out.
Well, one of the guys directly contacted fucking Sean Ryan.
Yeah. And said, you cannot. And the craziest thing, the reason why Sean Ryan was so spooked is because they were contacting him. They're like, one, these people shouldn't know that I've just recorded this episode because it hasn't released.
Yeah.
Right?
So they're listening. And they know.
So they're getting he's getting contacted being like, we know what you're about to talk about. You know about your lease. You cannot say these things.
That's fucked.
Right? It's very strange. Very fucking weird.
So it goes on to say, so the cover-up with US FORA or US FORA, an agent redacted of the DEA, so I don't know if my abduction attempt is related to either. I worked with Jen Miller's IO staff on this, as well as response to Bala. Wait, I got to switch my next photo, my next screenshot here. I worked with Jen Miller's IO staff on this, as well as the response to Bala Murgab. I'm not sure who that is. AOB-S commander at the time, redacted, can validate this. So two names redacted. You need to elevate this to the media so we can avoid a world war, because this is a mutually assured destruction situation. Fuck.
Scary.
For vetting, my LinkedIn is Matt Berg or Matthew Livelsberger, an active duty 180Z out of 1-10. My profile is public. I have an active TSSCI with UAP and USAP access. What's the USAP? I don't know what that one meant. Must be some type of unidentified submerged
United States Antarctic Program.
USAP?
That's what it says.
I don't know.
When I type that in.
Maybe. Oh, Antarctica? UFOs? Anti-gravity? So that was the email. That's what really set this off, because so,
Can you post your pictures of the things on the screen really quick? Is that possible?
Share the screen?
Yeah, like just post it up there so people on the live stream can see.
I can.
If you can't, no big deal.
But no, I can. I was just the wrong one.
Because once you post them, I'm going to point out a few things that are fucking super bizarre.
Okay, let's do that right now. Let's share. Share my other screen. Yeah, let's move it over. Easier. Move this over to here. Okay, let's share this now. Bum, 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 bum. Hmm. Window. Oh, that's why. Screenshot. There it is. Found it. All right. Do we see it?
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the really weird things is, so normally when you're typing an email yourself to send out, if you make spelling errors, you get red squiggly lines underneath those spelling errors. Yeah, but when you receive an email, there is no indication of spelling errors.
Really?
Yeah. That doesn't make fucking sense.
So if I open my email and someone made a mistake, it wouldn't show squiggles?
No. No, you only get those when you're typing the fucking email.
So, yeah, but if you look at the top of the email and that Zelle's showing, it says forwarded message. So someone's sent this. Someone's taken the original and went to forward it, right? So there's lines above that have been cropped out.
Yeah, that's been the two has been redacted.
Yeah, but the email itself shouldn't have those spelling errors underlined. Like, that's weird.
No, but what I'm saying is,
see, like, unless someone copied it, like copied and pasted.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Unless somebody copied and pasted.
No. If you hit forward, so say if this guy sent this to me. So if he sent it to me, and I hit forward, or reply all, or reply, I can edit what you wrote.
Oh, interesting.
In the previous email. And so it'll pop up. So I can see it. If you look at the top of this message, it says forwarded message. So what that means is that whoever received this message has already forwarded it to someone else, which is why we're seeing the...
Ah, that makes sense.
That's why we're seeing the spelling error.
Because I was like, that's fucking bizarre. I've never seen that.
Yeah, that is weird.
It is a little weird.
But the weird thing that I didn't know about is... So his first vehicle was not a 2006 Ford Mustang?
Yeah. So people went in to go vet the manifesto and went through his vehicle history. And at no point in time did he own an 06 Ford Mustang. He did have a Ford Mustang, but it wasn't a 2006.
What year
was it?
I think it was like, it was the 90s.
Here's my question though. And so
and then
let
they
me
look
be
into his parents as well, and his parents had never owned a 1996.
I was going to say I knew a lot of people whose parents paid for the vehicles and paid for the insurance.
Yeah, no, they checked his parents too, and no.
Well, I mean, so he owned a 90s black Ford Mustang.
I don't know if it was black, but there was no 2006 Ford Mustang on his vehicle.
Maybe he typoed that and he a 96 Ford Mustang?
Maybe.
He did own a Ford Mustang, but it just wasn't the exact one he said that this is for assurance that you know.
Yeah, but that's fucking, like you, I guarantee you, both you guys and everyone listening to this can tell you exactly the make and model of your first vehicle.
It's a Dodge 82 Power Ram.
1994 fucking Chevy Cavalier.
1989 Oldsmobile Omega.
Oh, nice. The Omega, yeah, it's a beauty.
Yeah, that was a fucking good one.
Fucking
right, like you're not going to make that mistake.
No, that's a weird one to me.
Well, I might make that mistake if I was just in a quick conversation, I was like, hey man, what was your first car? And I'm like, oh, it was a 92 Power Ram, but no, it was an 82 Power Ram. But if I was to type it out and think about it, there's no way.
So, yeah, so the other weird thing that happened is
he owned a 1998 Ford Mustang base.
Black?
It doesn't say, it says color unavailable on it.
So one of the other weird things is that, so he, January 1st at 8:47 in the morning, he passes away. He dies. He has all his, you know, everything with him. Later that day, he uses the signal to send messages. And his signal safety number changes, which means that he logs in and views messages after he's deceased.
Wow, what do you mean his signal number changes?
So I guess I don't, how signal works is they have like, it's Each single one-to-one chat has a unique safety number that allows you to verify the security of your messages and calls with that specific contact. Verification of safety number is a good security practice for sensitive communications, and he logs in and changes his.
What time does it say?
After his death.
After the bomb blew up.
After the bomb blows up. Right?
And so his phone is with still him. Alive, or they're hacking onto his phone.
How do they know? Oh, I guess that's a question though. Like, how do they know that he changed his number?
It popped up on his Signal account.
So the other Sam Shoemate
saw it.
Shoemate had been corresponding with him on Signal as well, and he could see that the Signal safety number had been changed and been updated because this person had obviously logged in and opened the app afterwards. So he wasn't sure that he's like, well, maybe someone or some agency was checking after the fact, right? Because they knew it was him and they were checking. But if you read that email,
they had his phone.
Or they just logged into his Signal account. I don't know how. Isn't
Signal supposed to be extreme, the most?
Yeah,
secure?
But if we're talking these three-letter agencies could hack that shit. No, it's true.
We'll do
anti-gravitic technology.
So. We will do a case file on it because it is insane. The Project Pegasus.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where if they have your phone number, they get everything. Doesn't matter what kind of security or encryption, they get everything.
That's crazy.
Now. The thing that's interesting for me is again, you have him saying in this email that he's spamming on December 31st and he's telling Sam, he's like, hey, listen, I have to, I got to get on this. I have something planned for January 1st. And I have basically you can't release this. You can't release this information until after January 1st. It's because he says he's being monitored. He's worried about being monitored. He's worried about being picked up. He's trying to, disappear, it sounds like, by this email. And then, boom, January 1st, which he says is the day you can release this information, this car bomb goes off. They attribute it to him. They have everything there. The body's destroyed. And even Sean Ryan and Sam both say, they're like, we don't think it's him. We don't think it's him in this car. And then you start to see interviews come out of people who knew this guy and worked with this guy. They're like, there's not a fucking chance this guy would have blown himself up in that way. If he was going to blow himself up.
Ex-wife, ex-girlfriends kind of corroborate that too. Didn't seem mentally unstable. The one thing that I did, the one girlfriend that apparently they met in spy school was what she described. But she said he had kind of had a brain injury in 2019 while he was deployed. And he kind of started acting a little bit differently after that brain injury, but again, I don't know how.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that is
especially in the military, the PTSD is no joke, isn't it? I think I read 7 or 9% of service members who deploy for a mission somewhere develop that, which is insane. That's a huge number. Think of how the American military is something crazy, 2 million people. Are either actively or inactively involved in the military at any one time.
It's crazy.
Maybe so now, bigger than that.
This crosses into our realm because this guy starts to talk about anti-gravitic crafts. And we've had that New Jersey drone flap where, everyone was concerned and doesn't know. And now you have this guy being like, yeah, it's fucking China. They're launching these anti-gravitic crafts and they've recently come upon this technology. But prior to that, it's always been us.
Well, it's interesting too. Yeah. It's we've heard multiple accounts of them coming from the water.
Yeah.
Too. Right. And now this guy's confirming they have these, their
ability to launch from the ocean.
Yeah. They are launching them from the ocean. Like that Iranian mothership, right. Like some of these
Except
things.
Except it's
might be
not, real. It's China.
No, China's doing it. Iran's doing it too.
No, but the Iranian mothership that they know about is launching conventional drones off a carrier, not from the water. That they know, that's been told at least. So if these things are anti-gravitic and they have some different propulsion which doesn't need combustion, a jet engine, I guess you could launch a quad a rotary drone from the water. In a way, because the rotaries could be a propeller, could get to the surface, then it could float, and then it could take off. I guess you could do that. But what they're saying here is, yeah, it's anti-gravitic. It's not propulsion or rotors, anything that we know about. It just kind of like moves through through the air without any propulsion. It's just,
so
just
maybe that's what the Tic Tac was.
Yeah, kind of.
Right, because we've said in that video, it looks like a drone the way it fucking like in that,
stops
it,
and turns
and stuff and moves, and it's like that would make sense. Well, like that's the gimbal.
The Tic Tac.
The gimbal.
But yeah, those videos that those three they released. I mean, you hear all these guys who go on, you know, like Luis Elizondo and all these dudes. It's like, oh, those are three videos, but they have hundreds of those videos that are not released. I mean, so it's pretty crazy that the thing is, even like Sam Shumate?
Shumate.
Like, he even says, like, he has no way to corroborate if this is actually him. Like, there's no way to, like, really know if this email came from, like from him.
That, so, I mean, what a coincidence. What a coincidence that someone's pretending to be this guy. You know what I mean? And then
how deep does a cover up go?
Well, yeah. I mean, the one thing that kind of got my mind thinking, because you look at both Sean Ryan and Sam Shumate, and they're both either active or former military intelligence assets, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you think about it, it's like, what is the fucking bulk of that email? Like, the big thing for me was, it's like, yeah, the United States has committed war crimes. We know this. They've done this. They continue to do it. Yeah. They've always done it. It is what it
big
is.
Big surprise.
Shocker,
there.
Right?
What? I was like, what? The United States is committing war crimes and killing civilians overseas? What?
So, for me, the big thing is the fact that this guy is basically saying, you know, mentioning the technology and saying, like, this, we're on the verge of World War III here. And it makes me wonder, it's like, is this potentially a ploy for the military industrial complex to fucking justify ramping stuff up for World War III? Because you got to think PSYOP wise, they're getting smart. People are not watching mainstream media anymore. It's been discredited. People don't buy what they're saying. But where are everybody getting their information from? They're getting their information from fucking podcasts and from X
Twitter.
Nowadays.
Yeah, Twitter.
Right? So you go with these two guys that have these massive platforms and release this. And now you get those fucking wheels turning, and everybody's thinking, well, fuck, if this is real, then war with China is inevitable.
If the war involves this drone technology that can fly and with unlimited payload.
Terrifying.
I mean, so they would have, okay, all right. So in your theory, then this is an inside job done by everything that we're looking at, the email, everything is concocted. Other than they probably knew where he was going and they were tracking him. Do they kill him before they get him to Trump Tower?
Maybe. Maybe this guy is it's MK Ultra 2.0. They've been controlling this guy the entire time.
Right. All right. So, they're sending these emails. They get him to where they want him to be and then they blow him up. And then they just say he shot himself in the head. They don't even have to. Like, they've been tracking, because if they're tracking everything, they know what you're doing. They're like, oh, perfect. He bought a gun. Perfect. He's got a gun there. Perfect. This is going to be fucking awesome. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go even deeper here. I mean, there's fucking conspiracies now out there that, like, Elon Musk is not well. Like, with how much he's, like, trying to interfere in fucking different political...
Oh, God. Like, that's Europe, dude, last thing we need is this dude to turn into a supervillain.
He's in Europe now.
Trying to sway stuff. Dude, he might be the most powerful person in the world right now. And it's like, I do not get lost in the fact that that is one of his vehicles. So if someone is like, hey, we need you to fucking drive this vehicle to there... Right.
Yeah, but not like, I agree with you there 100%. But like, we know that people can hack into people's cars and control them remotely. Either way.
Yep.
Like, that's been proven.
No matter what software say is installed in a Tesla.
Yeah, you can hack it and control it.
There's no way you couldn't get bypass that if you knew, like, someone who really knew what they were doing. There's no way they couldn't do that.
So, like, so the guy's dead this entire time. They fucking they control the vehicle, park him up there. Right, the gun's sitting between his legs there, just for good measure.
Well, we say if there is a gun and there's a gunshot wound, it has to be obvious, right? I mean, especially with that size of bullet. So, and the fact that the guy's standing there, no one registers that a 50 cal has gone off in the car right beside him. Sense. And then it blows up, and then there's a body in there, it has a gunshot wound, it's burned. There's this magically a paper passport with a plastic coating on the outside to keep it safe. That's yeah,
even
that's
though our
intact.
Desert Eagle's partly incinerated.
I mean, gunmetal is super dense metal. It has to be to take that like multiple bullets. That's melted, but the passport's okay. His DNA doesn't match his son.
It's bizarre.
It's fucking bizarre.
Dude, over. Okay, here's an interesting one. Over Christmas into New Year's, one of the fucking things that was kind of popping off on X and mainstream media was Donald Trump's position on the H-1B visas, which are bringing skilled workers immigrating into the United States. And basically, people were like, Trump was like, we're shutting that down. We're going America first, right? And that was one of his platforms. And then all of a sudden, Elon Musk is like, no, fuck that. I was on an H-1B visa. We need these skilled workers. And he's like, if you're against that, you can take a big step back. Go fuck yourself in the face. He started writing all these fucking crazy messages between Christmas and New Year's about the H-1B visas. Basically, he was arguing with people on X being like, go fuck yourself. He's like,
who said this?
I will fight Elon Musk.
Really?
Right? And then January 1st, a fucking Cybertruck rolls up to Trump Tower and explodes.
You're so
right?
fucked.
And then
this guy's turning into a super villain right
now.
You
have all these theories of being like, these theories about like this guy is like, he is the fucking puppet master right now. And it's like, you have a president who's basically said, we're shutting down these visas. And then you have his biggest political supporter who is an oligarch. That's what
he's worth something crazy on like $400 million,
yes.
$1 billion.
And he goes on and he's like, he's saying like, if you're against this, go take a step back and fuck yourself in the face. Right.
He said he tweeted that to Trump.
No, he tweeted that to people who were against it. He didn't necessarily say Trump. But what I'm saying is, then this January 1st, a Cybertruck rolls up to Trump Tower and explodes. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm making the loose connection of being like, this guy, you know, like, who is in control anymore? I don't know. Maybe that's what some of the theories I've read was. Some of the theories I've read
was non-lethal.
Yes. And so some of the theories that I've read was like, and it's like, dude, the crazy thing is everyone's been like, no one's been more helpful than Elon Musk and Tesla in this investigation.
Sounds like someone's invested.
right, exactly. I was like, that was and some of the weird stuff I was been reading is that like Elon was pissed that Trump had been saying that they're going to shut down this visa system, and that's how like a lot of these big corporations stuff make money because they bring in cheap foreign labor, and he's saying like, no, and Trump took a hard stance. Then he took a hard stance of blowing a Cybertruck up in front of the Trump Tower.
That fucking picture is so iconic.
Are you saying Elon Musk owns some couple three-letter agencies and has the capability to use those agents to do his bidding?
I'm saying I don't think we even fathom right now how much of a reach Elon Musk has.
I would agree with you there. I don't even know if he would need to use the three-letter agencies. Think about the private resources this guy has.
He probably has his own fucking epic security 100%. Team that can do anything 100%. The CIA
his own
can
security
do.
Team. It's like fucking BlackRock.
I bet he
Black
has
Rock.
A fucking... Oh, 100%.
Or
dude.
Blackwater.
It's insane.
Blackwater.
It's insane.
Yeah, Blackwater.
But that's one of the things I've been reading is like people were like, this was a message from Elon to Trump. Right?
Fuck.
And that and I was like, oh man, this fuck crazy. But like the anti-gravitic stuff, I mean like, is the email and stuff then all, is that all fake? Is that all part of a PSYOP? Right? Like... Mm. Why explain the drones?
Because right? I mean the mainstream explanation for the explosion and the lack of severity, like loss of life, like to contain it, But he was upset about a bunch of stuff, right? Like he was that was what they say. They found memos on his phone or something.
Well, he kind of had more notes, manifestos on his phone saying, we need to storm the Capitol. Every active service member needs to fucking, you know, rise up. And
are we sure that wasn't from 2020? Because this guy was a huge Trumper.
Yeah. Potentially. Hey, it could be. you saying he's the one that started Jan 6?
Yeah. So maybe. I mean, like,
the reason they say he did this from in the main, like the mainstream news that I like scanned through today, it doesn't say anything about his son. Most of it said like, oh, it was because he was like a distraught serviceman and he was meant to make a statement about the state of the country. Really, the country's going the wrong way. That's really what it said on a lot of these articles. I was like, that doesn't seem like, I don't know. It just didn't seem right. The whole thing seems
fishy.
But
the buildup and the messages and stuff that he's sending to everyone doesn't add up. Like it adds up with it lines up with the email where he's like, I'm keeping a high profile right now because visible, I know yeah. I'm being tracked.
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to get to Mexico. They're not going to let me get there. Right. So I'm not even 100% saying that it's not his body. I'm saying possibly. It's possibly not his body that's in the Cybertruck, right? 50-50. But then is this 50-50? But it might what I'm saying is this guy's saying that he's being followed, he has a plan, he's trying to get out of here, and then January 1st, because like when you rewatch that video knowing that like this guy's a bomb expert. All his colleagues are saying that he could level this building, and then you watch that video and you start seeing all the fireworks. You're like, this is it looks like a show.
Well, and like you said, like he's keeping a high profile and he wants to be publicly seen. So like this guy's a fucking genius. He goes and finds one of the most obnoxious vehicles he can. Right. So it's going to be easy to track. All those charging stations have fucking cameras on them.
Cybertruck has cameras.
Right. So he's like this. He's a fucking smart guy. Like he literally drew a roadmap everywhere.
Vehicle bound improvised explosive device. Massive.
Yeah.
And then it's fireworks.
Fireworks and some gasoline.
Unless they took him out, replaced the actual V-bed, put fucking fireworks in there, killed him, then parked him in front of Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And blew it.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
Yeah. How did the FBI know to contact Sean Ryan and Sam prior?
Because they're assets.
To the episodes.
They're assets.
Relights.
They're assets.
They know. Right? I mean, if they're following this guy's every move, they're following every after move from there. Like they know what's happening. There's no way they don't.
The interesting thing though is though, because I'm like, if you're saying they're assets and they're in it, it's like, then why is Sean Ryan having like Sarah Adams on who's predicting these terrorist attacks?
Well, right? You know what I mean? Basically saying that we're funding or the American government's funding the Taliban.
Yeah.
They pretty and much he, are.
But he's also had there. Like, he's got incumbent, the new FBI director coming on, Kash Patel. He's had him on a few times. Like he's,
yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe he's just being manipulated.
Maybe he's like maybe. A useful, you know, useful idiot, useful kind idiot, of thing.
Yeah.
Not saying he's needed. It's just
no. That's just Well, listen.
Hey, if someone sent us an email like that, we'd be in the same boat. Like, oh fuck, we're on.
Listen, we scrubbed our email. Trust me, we looked through junk.
Nothing in there.
Nothing. He didn't send it. He didn't. He just hate mail. One star reviews. A lot of Patreons.
Couple canceled subscriptions. Asking for some money.
Yeah. Scan Bell Mobility offering us some sweet deals, and that was about it.
Yeah. Didn't quite make the cut.
No whistle.
Maybe next time. But yeah, I mean, it's a crazy story, and it's only been 8 days.
Yeah.
So what comes out over the next month or two?
It's gonna disappear. It's gonna
be 100%, dude.
Gone.
It's out, dude. We're just waiting for the next story to take over. This will be never
kinda
talked like, about again. All
kind
of
like the kind of like the Trump assassination attempt.
That we
yeah.
Nothing happened.
It's insane. Dude, that's insane.
Someone tried to kill him, maybe.
We still know nothing about that guy.
Nothing.
He had no cutlery. That's weird.
He was in a BlackRock commercial.
Yeah.
That's also weird.
That's a whole nother case file that we should probably fucking
do. I'm not even convinced that it wasn't all fucking set up by Trump. Who knows? I don't know.
Could be either way. Yeah, there's lots of theories on that one too.
I mean, listen, I saw that and I was like, can I vote for this guy from Canada? Can I? Like, he's bulletproof.
You and half the rest of the country, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, so in this I mean, if the story is true and he killed himself, it's tragedy. Terrible. And that's terrible. But just the fact that it's so wide open right now with all these theories and the email and all this stuff, like you cannot, to talk about it. I think it just seems too crazy not to, but maybe we're just joining the useful idiot team and we're all being conned on some fucking.
Well, listen. So is Zuckerberg has been like, yo, we're not censoring shit anymore. So we're back, baby. Now we just got you. We need YouTube again. We need YouTube on board.
You know, it's true. The greatest era of podcasting was 2015 to about 2020. And now we're back. 2025 to 2030 is going to be even better.
Yeah. Look it up. You can watch the interview with those. It's firsthand reports of the Sean Ryan show with Sam. Well, I want to say Sitwell every time, but that's not his name.
Shoemate.
Yeah, go check it out. It's a cool interview. And yeah, we'll pay attention. Maybe more stuff will come up. Maybe we can.
Yeah.
Get back on doing a couple of, maybe we'll bring him on. I think we reach out. Maybe we'll probably be stuck in his junk mail too, though.
100%.
Oh, yeah. 100%. You know what's crazy, though? I mean, we could almost be like, listen, we got connections to Navy SEALs on this show.
Dan's dad?
Yeah. Dan's dad is a Navy SEAL.
Decorated Navy SEAL.
Right? Bud Work.
Yeah, but we can't even get his kid to come on to his own show. How are we going to get him to come on for fuck's sake?
Bud would come on. He doesn't give a shit.
He's been there.
SEAL. I mean, we could ask. We'd be like, hey, man, can your dad ask? Is this legit? Does he have any connections? Ask your dad.
Or anybody listening. You got any connections? Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Start asking these questions. Let us know because we know nothing, but we'll say whatever you say to us.
Let us know. And then head over to our website, alientheorist.com. Hit that support tab like these fuse beauties did this week.
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey, we got an OGP, Meme Cat is back.
Back.
Let's go, Meme Cat. Welcome back.
I saw she was like, you know what? I'm fucking supporting these guys.
She's back.
Welcome back.
Dan Conaghan and Wade Wilson supporting the show in the early
Deadpool.
You know, they
didn't.
Wade Wilson? Yeah.
Didn't Pod? Pod Daddy told me he signed up for the new top tier. Because he was like, I need you to make this. And I was like, all right, well, you're sponsored the show, so I'll fucking make whatever you want.
What are you making?
Yes, Pod Daddy. $100 a month tier.
Oh, shit. That's
Pod Daddy has not signed up in the last. Unless he just signed up or something.
Well,
Scott Pod Daddy signed up. Dead to us now.
Pod Daddy's still the number one supporter of all time, so it's not does now. He's done his due diligence. He's floated the show for another 6 months, this guy.
Yeah. So if you don't get on, we only got 6 months. But there's tons of stuff. Hey, listen, we got Grinds coming out, we got UFO cowboy reviewers, we're doing mountain monsters. Now, me and Dan, we got tons of stuff coming out. Check it out.
Boom.
And as we always say, at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the sky.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.